Karen Holcomb Merrill. She's the policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How did they drag you up this morning? How did you get the small straw?
You know what? I get up early, so this works perfectly for me.
Well, thanks for being on the program. When you saw the numbers and you heard the dialogue about the numbers, what'd you think?
Well, I think that you might say we had a mixed response to the governor's budget yesterday. There were certainly some things that we were pleased about and happy to see in there. There are some things that we think are missing. You mentioned education as one of those things, and the governor is putting some more money in the budget for education, really at all levels, which we think is a really important thing because folks need to be educated and have the skills they need to get jobs that will help them support themselves and their families today. But, you know, these education, additional dollars for education are coming on the heels of, as you know, years and years and years of cuts in some cases. So while higher education was cut 15% last year, the governor is putting an extra 3% in. It's a step in the right direction, but we have a long ways to go.
What else weren't you happy with?
The main thing that we're really concerned about is that the governor is proposing putting money into something called the Rainy Day Fund. And that's essentially a savings account for the state, if you will, until there are rainy days. Well, we would argue that it's been raining in Michigan. For some people, it's been thunderstorming in Michigan, and it continues to rain. And so this isn't really the time to be shoring money away for when things are bad, because, as you know, many people are still struggling here in the state. What we would have preferred and what we'll continue to ask for is that instead that money be put towards restoring the earned income tax credit. And I know, Tony, you and I have talked before about the EITC. It was cut last year pretty substantially. This is a tax credit that not only helps working families, but also helps our local economies and our local communities, because when those folks get those credits, they tend to go right out and spend that money right away.
All right, Karen, when it comes to saving money, I started thinking about this yesterday because I knew people were going to complain about the rainy day fund or the fact that we should spend any surplus we have. But when I'm at home and we're putting our budget together and we get $2,000 from tax returns that we didn't expect to get, we don't go out and spend all that. We may take some of it and make some upgrades at the house, but we make sure that we put some of that into the kids' savings, into our own savings, into our own retirement. So if we do that on an individual basis, why shouldn't we be physically responsible like that when we're talking about the state budget?
Well, we do think the state should be fiscally responsible. And looking at your analogy, let's say you got your $2,000 tax refund, but yet you had thousands and thousands of dollars on credit cards, or you couldn't pay your bills or what have you, which is a situation that some people here in Michigan have. They can't pay their bills. They can't support their families. If you got that $2,000, probably you would pay your bills and you would take care of the things you need to take care of before you stock that money away. And the state needs to do that. We need to take care of people and families, and not just take care of them, but we need to help them become economically secure so that they are able to support themselves and their family. And while times continue to get better here in Michigan, there are still a lot of folks that are struggling. And we would just argue that it's a good investment in our people. It's also a good investment, as I said, in our local economies. Many small businesses have struggled over the last several years as well. And as I said, when folks get that money, because they don't have a lot of money, they tend to go out and they might get their car fixed, they might replace their refrigerator. They use that money to go buy things in their local economies, which helps small businesses as well.
Karen, everyone I have talked to when it comes to experts, when it comes to political figures, when it comes to people in education, say that the most important part of an education could be pre-K. And when I look at the numbers here, I didn't really see that addressed. So are we missing something, and why aren't we paying more attention to that?
Well, certainly you're right. Those early years are critically important, and how a child is prepared for kindergarten and prepared to learn is critically important, and it's our understanding that the governor is committed to putting some additional funds towards that. You know, arguably, there could be more money for pre-K, there could be more money for K-12, there could be more money for adult education. You know, all of those things feed towards helping people be ready for community college or helping people be ready for four-year institutions. And we know nowadays that, you know, the kinds of jobs that are available and becoming available oftentimes require at least a two-year degree or a four-year degree. And so we do need to start from the very beginning. And we would certainly be supportive of, as we have talked before, changing our tax structure here in Michigan so there was more money available for education at all levels.
Do you think that pre-K situation is a case of something you just talked about? Yeah, you'd like to put more money into it, but you're just trying to keep K-12 afloat?
You know, I don't want to speculate why the governor is making decisions that the governor is making. I have heard the governor speak to the pre-K and early childhood education and think that he has an understanding of the importance of that. I can't speculate why he and his budget director are deciding where to put the money that they're putting.
All right. Very, very interesting and very trying times that we're in. We're going to continue to look into this story today, but we appreciate you getting up with us this morning. Karen Holcomb Merrill is the policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.
You too, Tony. Bye-bye.